Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're pleased to be joined now by Jefferson West girls basketball coach. That is Justin Schwinn. It is brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers getting set to open the season on Friday against Valley Falls. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, coach, a good mix, I think, you know, in terms of the roster construction. You got some really good key players coming back who played a lot of minutes for you last season. It seems like you got a good freshman class coming up that has multiple bodies that could get into the mix here pretty early. How are you feeling about this team as we start the season on Friday night?
We're really excited, Brandon. This is going to be a fun group, and you said it right. We've got four girls that have started for us returning, and then top that off, we've got 10 freshmen out, and the freshman group's a good group as well. So, and I anticipate several of those girls being able to contribute right away.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned just, you know, four starters returning. You know, I look at, you know, an Addison Schwinn, Colby Noel, just to name a few. And then you mix in a couple of freshmen, which should be interesting to see. You know, as far as your returning key players and those ones that have the most experience, how excited for you for these key girls to come back and get on the floor another year?
Yeah, we've got the Dean sisters. One's a junior. Harriet is a junior, and Emmy's a sophomore. Harriet was a 10-point per game average last year, and Emmy was about a 6-7 point girl last year. And then Addison, she's been a 4-year starter for us, and Colby is a 3-year starter. So we've got some upperclassmen that can really help out the younger girls as we start to mesh together.
Yeah, you mentioned that good big freshman class coming in with 10 girls. Are some of those girls trying to work their way into some minutes here early on this year? Who are one of these or a couple of these freshman girls that are standing out and looking to get on the floor maybe at the varsity level early?
Yeah, we've got there's three or four of them that I feel like are going to contribute pretty quickly. Brinley Kuntz is point guard for us. It'll be somebody to watch. She's a fun player and a distributor and scorer as well. And then Addison Fechter, which is another guard, and Liz Dieters, a 6-foot girl that has a ton of potential. She's got a lot of room for growth, and that's what we're looking for. We've got one that's injured right now that I expect to will be back and probably compete and help us out as well with Tinley Walter. So we've got four or five, and there might be another one or two in there that can help us out. That's been a good group. It's a freshman group that in their seventh and eighth grade seasons didn't get beat. So they know how to win, and that's going to help our girls get to that next level.
Yeah, talk about the first stretch here. You know, the first few games of the year, it starts Friday night. You're going to get three straight Northeast Kansas League opponents here to start. Valley Falls coming up on Friday, and then next week, take on a Jefferson County North team that had no seniors on their roster last year, although they lost at Perry on Tuesday night, and then you'll get McClouth as well. Royal Valley, Nemaha also in there before the holiday break. But just kind of this first couple of weeks, what are you expecting to see, not just in this first game Friday against Valley Falls, but these first few games, you know, going into the year?
Well, being Jefferson County, it's kind of fun to be able to play those leagues in the county that are from, or teams in the league from different leagues that are in our county. And so we start with Valley, then JC and McLeod. And so it'll be a good test for us and time for us to start to grow together as a team. And then we do have Royal Valley and Nemaha before we get into our Christmas break, and then it's a grind from there, that's for sure.
Well, an intriguing roster, an intriguing team for sure here in the Big East going into 25-26. That is the Lady Tigers of Jeff West. Second-year head coach Justin Schwinn joining us week one of our weekly locker room chats. Again, the Tigers opening the season at home Friday night. They're going to be taking on Valley Falls. Well, Coach, thanks again for all the time, not just today. Of course, we're going to talk to you throughout the year. Good luck here on Friday night against Valley Falls. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Brandon. We look forward to it.